Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Flip, Invest, and Retire show with Tom and Becky. I'm your host, Chris Pacheco, recording live from Coldwell Banker Alliance Realty in the city of Whittier. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. So today, our topic, we're going to be talking about the top five things to keep in mind before you purchase an income-producing property. So, Tom, take it away. What are the top five things that every investor should know, or, you know, even if they're before they're investing, what they should know before they purchase an income-producing property?
So, first of all, Chris, you know, some of the things that you really got to be thinking about before you purchase income property is identify the area where you want to have that income property. That's very important for you to keep close to you, or whether you where you live, mm-hmm. or close to where you work.
Okay.
For several reasons, because you can always keep an eye on it. And another thing is how much of a down payment you're thinking about giving as an initial investment.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very important, because that will determine how much of an income you're going to clear, or how much of a cash flow, I will say, you're going to have on a monthly basis.
Okay.
And another thing is also find out if the investment is right for you. How can you find out if that investment is right for you? With so many ways to actually identify if the investment is right for you.
Okay.
And if you're doing this on your own, you probably have a lot of homework to do.
Yes.
However, if you assess yourself with the real estate agent or somebody that can help you mm-hmm. identify the right investment for you, you probably do the right choice.
Okay.
And now, how big can you start? That's a very good question also, because I mean, those are the things that you really need to be thinking about when you're purchasing income property. You can start with a little as a one single family residence. You don't have to start with a duplex or triplex
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. It all depends on your budget as well.
Okay.
But I mean, just the basic single family residence will do it. I mean, you just want to have the cash flow start, and you can start little, and then from there you can always grow.
Awesome. Okay.
Yes.
So you guys heard it from himself, the top five things to keep in mind as a new, or, you know, a veteran real estate investor. So if you guys want any more help or any more tips, feel free to reach out to Tom Garcia via Facebook, via Instagram. I'm going to definitely put all of this in the show notes. But if you're on Instagram or Facebook listening to us, his tag is on there if you guys need any more help. And you're free, available to help anyone, correct,
Tom? Of course, I'm always available 24 hours a day.
Awesome.
365 days.
And if you guys didn't know, Tom Garcia is actually my real estate agent that I actually purchased my home with. So he does give me a lot of this advice. I'm very lucky to have a guy like you around. But I'm sure these people, anyone who's listening, can reach out to you. I can definitely attest to that and review that and say that you are a good real estate agent and you know your stuff. But thank you for joining us. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for that, Chris. I really appreciate that.
So once again, recording live from Coldwell Banker Alliance Realty in the city of Whittier. I'm your host, Chris Pacheco. Thanks for joining us.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.